علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are going through various sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where we can receive some inspiration from them to fill us in this topic, to tell us about what the Islamic civilization is, and how it has to be, and what it has done for mankind, and what it can still do for the grandeur of mankind, what it can do for the progress of the societies and for the Muslim people of the world. Amongst the phrases that Imam Ali alayhi salam talks to us about in the sermon number 87 in Nahjul Balagha, he says that one of the situations that the communities before Islam faced, which can repeat now and at any time, and which shows how much the communities need Islam, is that Imam Ali says, وَانْتِشَارٍ مِّنَ الْأُمُورِ, that at those times before the coming of Islam, the communities had scattered efforts, the efforts towards good, the efforts towards progress were scattered, were sporadic, were disintegrated. But then he goes on to say, وَتَلَظِّمْ مِنَ الْحُرُوبِ. And one of the problems of those times was that they were always, uncovered in wars and fighting.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that before the coming of Islam, the communities were facing a problem. And that problem was that they were always indulged in fighting and war. The fever of war, the heat of battle, those were the things that defined what societies were. The Persian Empire, on one hand, they would take up their arms and their heroes would come forward and their wrestlers would come forward to fight. And fighting and war was the actual value at that time. On the other hand, the Roman Empire was the same, if not worse. They would also have their soldiers, their gladiators, their armies, their weapons, their advanced weaponry, they would come and they would fight. And these wars were being fueled by these, you can say, these people, these power-hungry people that wanted to maintain their clutches on the society. That fear was what was allowing them to continue their leadership and their rulership. They were feeding the thirst. They were feeding the thirst in the people to continuously want territory, to continuously want to overcome another nation. That thirst was being fed, was being caused to thrive by these leaders and these communities, to allow that state of fighting and war to continue. And this was something that is in history. If we look at the books of history, it is clear as daylight that this was happening. This was happening not only in the Arabian Peninsula itself, where if you look at history, the Arabs, the tribes between the Arabs, the Aus and the Khazraj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that they were always fighting and they were about to, you know, get completely destroyed in this world and in the hereafter. Not only the Arabian Peninsula, but around the Arabian Peninsula, as I said, the Roman and the Persian empires were just engrossed in these wars. It was about blood. Life was about the sword, was about shedding blood. And this was actually a big reason why these communities did not have true progress.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَتَلَظِّمْ مِنَ الْحُرُوبِ. That means they were always engrossed, engulfed, indulging in wars and fighting. Just like how a thirsty person, you know, kind of is turning around in his thirst. You know, when a person is thirsty, like he's really, really thirsty, he's turning around, like he's moving his body in search of water, and that thirst is overcoming and overwhelming him. That is how the communities, unfortunately, were in that state because of war. They wanted to, they were always in the state of fighting, and that state of fighting was turning them into this person who is always thirsty. And just like how a thirsty person kind of, you know, churns around himself, and as if he's in that state of sickness and illness, whereby the heat and the, you can say, the fever of war and the flames of war have engulfed him and have engrossed him. This is how it is even today. Look at the world today. And the leaders of the world, the so-called developed world of today, they thrive in the wars that are happening. They are the ones that fund the warring parties. They want to sell their weapons. They want to increase destruction in areas and lands with the intention of finally being able to control those areas. This, don't think that these wars are not liked by them. They want to fight. They want to increase the fighting. They want that those parties to fight one another, because then in that state of destruction and confusion and scatteredness, then they can come and show their faces as peace givers and peacemakers, and, you know, kind of come and, you know, take that savior mode to come and save the communities in their own ways, in their false opinions. This is something dangerous, and we see that today we are facing those same issues, and therefore we are actually experiencing that state of ignorance, whereby now we realize that, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Islam is the one to save us and remove us from this state of corruption. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه